think it's kedai to just pause for 1 second and talk about this tzirah. So again, what does the pasuk say? It says v'shalachti esat tzirah lefanecha. This is in Parshas Mishpatim, right? After all the intense sugyas in Parshas Mishpatim, after you learn Bava Kamma and Kedushin and all the sugyas. So then you get to sugyav avodim, the tzirah. V'shalachti esat tzirah lefanecha v'gersha. What's the tzirah going to do? It's going to throw away from the land the Chivi, the Knani, and the Chiti. So two kashas. Number one, Tzira. Okay, we just learned the Gemara. And number two, why only the Chivi, the Knani, and the Chiti? What about all the other nations? There's seven nations, and the Pasuk seems to only mention three. So if you look at the Heiliger Rashi, so Rashi explains exactly what's going on over here. Hatzira, min sheretz oif. It's a sheretz. V'hoysam mako oysam be'ineyem, u'metilem bohem eres ve'hem mesam. So Rashi is not quoting our Gemara, but Rashi is quoting a Medrash Tanchuma that says, what did it do? It hit them in the eyes. Our Gemara says, it hit them in the eyes, milmala, but it also hit them milmata. Now Rashi is going to quote our Gemara. The tzira never crossed the yardin. Okay. So that chiti and knani, that are two of the seven nations, which are the lands of sichem v'oig, that's me'ever ha'yardin, v'fichach mikol shiva umois. It's for that reason we mention Chiti and Knani. Because Chiti and Knani are me'ever ha'yardin. And the Tzira was lo'yavra ha'yardin. So if the Tzira was lo'yavra ha'yardin, what did the Tzira do? It's going after the nations that are me'ever ha'yardin. Who's me'ever ha'yardin? It's Chiti and Knani. Zok Rashi, that's why we mention Chiti and Knani. But we didn't answer the whole pasuk yet, because it also mentioned the Chivi. Zok Rashi, the Chivi, aval pi shehum me'ever ha'yardin v'holo, even though it's on the other side of the yardin, it's on the Meirv side of the yardin. Shonu Rabbi Seinu b'mesech t'soyta dafla mitvav, al svasa yardin amda v'zorko behem mara. It stood on the svasa yardin, and it was able to throw mara. So who did it get? It got the one nation that was literally living ocean front. So who is that? That's the nation of Chivi. And that's why it mentions these three. It's like Letmanai Rashi and Chumash. Once you know this Gemara, it's very, very Gishmak. So, who are the nations that the Tzira is going after? It's Chivi, it's Knani, and it's Chiti. The reason it's Knani and the reason it's Chiti is because they're Me'ever HaYardin. V'atzira loy Ovres HaYardin. And the reason it's Chivi is because it's Me'ever HaYardin Mahal. Now, one thing is clear. Rashi is being Mefarish the Gemara the way Rish Lakish explained it in our Gemara. Not the way Rapop explained it. Because the way Rapop explained it, there were really two tzrois. One, Taka was Me'ever HaYardin. So that would have taken care of the two nations that were Me'ever HaYardin. But there was another one, Yeshua's Tzirah, that did cross the Yardin. And you would have thought that would have knocked everybody else out. So the emes is, the Pasik is Ma'od Ma'od Matim, the way Rish Lakish explained it. And that's the way Rashi explains it in Chumash. Just one line in Rabbeinu Bechaya that's worth mentioning. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, why did Hashem choose a tzira? That this is the way that he's going to go after the Umay Sa'olam. Ubalo hidiya pelagodo v'neis nistar. The pasuk is coming to teach us a pelagodo and a neis nistar, which is almost an oxymoron. But a pelagodo and a neis nistar. She'im b'riya chalusha she'bechol ha'nivron. V'hi ha'tzira bo yachros ha'kodosh baruch hu es ha'chazokim she'bechol ha'mekoymos. Hashem is showing that I can take the b'riya chalusha. You want to know what's unique about the Tzira? Because if you were going to plot out the most shvacha bria in the whole world, you would walk away with the Tzira. And Hashem says, I'm going to take down Sichon and Oig, and I'm going to take down these mighty fortified nations, and I am going to literally do it with the bria chalosha. And that's the idea. In fact, Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the reason it was these three of the seven nations that went down with the Tzira, because if you know the rest of the story, of the seven, not all of them were created equally. There was a ranking. And the top three were these three. And because these were the big three, that's why they used the Dafka used the Tzira to take down these three as opposed to everybody else. What comes to mind? Very obvious. Titus. This is mamish the story of Titus. When Titus comes and he destroys the second base Hamikdash and he talks very, very strongly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ebishta thinks he can take me down. Yeah, maybe with water, maybe with this, maybe with that. There's no way he's going to be able to do it. So the Gemara says, Yotzes HaBasko. At that point, the Basko came out. V'omer lo Rasha ben Rasha ben Benoy Shal Esav HaRasha. It's one of the places that phrase comes from. Barrier Kali Yeshli Boilami. I have a very little barrier. V'yotush Shema. I might call it Beryakala, etc., etc. Let's see if you can fight a war with the Yatush. And of course, Titus loses the war, and the rest is history. But this Rabbeinu Bechaya shows us that this Yitush, this little creature, this Tzira already goes back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and the times of Yeshua ben Nun. It's a Rashi and Chumash, it's a Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it all comes from this Gemara right here, Soita Daflamid Bava Manav.